Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
I gotta have a reason to take care of myself. Otherwise, it's very easy for me to be lazy. It's very easy for me to be apathetic with my physiology. Who's found that to be true? When you don't connect to your purpose, it's easy to take bad care of yourself. Yeah. So again, just like we talked about in psychology and motivation, the importance of reconnecting with your ambitions every day, that idea of connecting your physiology to your purpose, like knowing why you need to be vibrant, knowing why you want, you know, the kids to experience you at your best energy, not at you stressed out, exhausted, wiped out, burnt out all the time. Because burnout is not a good strategy to connecting deeply with people. Burnout is not a good strategy for you to enjoy life, but that's how most people are doing it. So I'm going to give you some basics in physiology and in your overall health, just basic stuff. Like, because remember, common sense is not as common. It's like these are so easy, and I know most people don't do them, and I feel like I have an unfair advantage because I'm just good at the foundations. I'm not smart enough sometimes or advanced enough to do everything right, but for me, just making sure the basics are managed, everything changes. Every 50 minutes, up, moving, stretching, bouncing, activating your body, those things will be necessary to increase your frequency. We're gonna make sure you're doing 5 to 6 great workouts a week. Now, everyone hates this one. They're like, dude, no thank you. But I'm curious, high performers, how many people in this room do 5 good workouts a week? Would you stand up? Stand up and get recognized. Let's go. Give these folks a round of applause. Awesome. Yeah. Now, for all those who just stood up, go ahead and behave yourselves. I saw the looks, you looked around, you're like, well, why not you? Why not you? For those sitting down, have you ever noticed health nuts are kind of bastards? They can get real judgmental and uppity about this stuff. All I want you to do is make sure that you move 5-6 days a week. You move. That might mean for you, you just get outside and you go for a walk and you walk 45 minutes a day. Like my wife and I, we walk 45 minutes a day. Rain, shine, whatever it is. If I'm home with her, we walk. If I'm home by myself or I'm on a road, I'm in the hotel, I land, I put my running shoes on, I go out for either a jog or I hit the gym or I go for a walk. I'm always moving. Why? Because I want my brain to be able to kick on. How many recognize when you sit too long that sedentary nature affects your brain? I think, you know how they say sitting is the new smoking? It's so true. I think the sedentary lifestyle is the worst of it. And I'm not here to say you have to go leap large buildings or do CrossFit or throw huge weight around. But if you want to know what our recommendation is, and I don't know, tens of thousands of graduates have given it a try. We just recommend 2x2s. Y'all know what a 2x2 is? 2x2 is you're gonna do 2 intense workouts per week. And here's what those look like, okay? Two of those will be cardio-based. I'm like, go 60 minutes. Just make yourself work out for an hour. Join a class, go cycling. If you go to the gym, do the treadmill, the rower, the runner, whatever you gotta do. Just do something for 60 minutes of sustained activity. It can be super slow. Just challenge yourself to get a good cardio workout. Just 60 minutes. Just try. Because, listen, energy really requires not just short-term, but productivity, scaling your team, managing today's stresses. You need endurance. I think too few people train for endurance anymore. I think runners know what I'm talking about. They get that runner's high. The reason runners are so much healthier in terms of their overall lifestyle is because they have way less stress than most people, because they're getting that longer cardio workouts. It doesn't mean you have to do 60 minutes, because the other part of the 2x2, so 2 cardio, and then 2 intense short bursts, 20 minutes. And in the 20 minutes or so, I want you to lift the heavy stuff, if approved by your doctor, right? But at least 20 minutes of really going for it, like a HIIT training or the heavy lifting type of stuff, 20 minutes. So 2 60-minute workouts, 2 20-minute workouts. And then on the days that you're not working out, a nice long walk. That's all I recommend. Now, you got to figure out, again, what your goal is and what's necessary for you. For me, I can't always stick to that depending on my road schedule. For this event, I didn't do a whole lot of lifting in the last 2 weeks. I go to cardio because this is a marathon for me. So I'm just 2 weeks leading in this thing. It is cardio, 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 cardio training, training the mentality of a marathon runner. Right? During the other seasons when I'm not traveling, it's much more lifting. It's much more lifting. But you gotta have the thing that you know for you. And you gotta do the things that you're comfortable with. Anthony and I are backstage, we're always joking. He's always like, Brennan, I'm gonna get you some more shoulders. I'm like, you gotta get me some shoulders, man. But for me, I know my body so well, I know what it takes. For me, last summer, I gained 15 pounds of muscle. It was great, it was wonderful, and I was miserable the whole time. Because for me to do that with my body shape, my sensitivities, my goals, I need to work out with a trainer those 5 days a week. I don't like working out with other people. Just truth. They want to ask me about life for some reason. And I got to eat so much food to gain anything, a monster amount of food, that I'm always like, ugh. I don't enjoy it. So I'm like, I guess this is what I'm going to look like. Because I don't think that you should worry what you look like so much. You should worry, do you have the output and the energy required to serve your mission? I don't really care what you look like. I care, do you have the energy to deal with life's challenges? Do you have the energy to responsibly care for your energy and endurance so you can serve your family and your mission? Those are my only interests. Do you also care enough to be along on this earth as long as you can for those that you love? And if you do, you'll consider some of these things. I love this one. 6 to 7 meditations per week. I cannot believe that people don't meditate. It's one of those things, how much science do you need? Your brain is not meant to go all day consuming this much data and information. It can. It's capable of it. And it's also capable of burning out. Just like flooring a car, it can do it. It can do the road trip. It can fly, but that thing's going to fall apart at some point. And that's what's happening with most people. You've got to learn to turn your brain off, power down, and let your brain access something higher than your immediate needs and attention moments at the time. Learning to meditate, I don't know, every major successful person I know, all of them now meditate. I don't know a single, and in my tribe, I don't know anybody at the highest levels, the people that I coach who are writing seven-figure checks. They're all meditating because they need the edge. They need that recharge, that connection. They need that connection for creativity. You know, I was at a fundraiser, Jerry Seinfeld, and Jerry came out and talked about how he's like, yeah, Seinfeld was a result of me meditating. Like, he just had to meditate to find that creative access to be that funny. But then so too does Oprah and Ellen, and so too does most of the celebrities that you now follow, because there's that stress, it will build up on you, and you'll clench your jaw, and then you'll sleep funny, then your neck will hurt bad, and then your like body's out of whack, and you're like, what's going on with me? And all of a sudden, if you've ever had anyone go, what's wrong with you? Why are you so mad about stuff? You really need to explore meditating and tapping into a deeper level of your brain waves or into consciousness, whatever you want to call it. Some people apply spirituality to meditation. Some people just apply science and go, it's proven science to make you more creative, less stressed, happier, and healthier in almost every area of your life. It's like not a spiritual idea. It's what, 50,000 brain studies and the largest meditation study been done. It's like conclusive how much it supports your stress and your overall health. I think you all know that. How many meditators do we have in the room anyway? Yeah, not enough. Every day. Listen, you got 5 minutes a day to shut your eyes and go within, right? I don't remember who said the quote, but most of humanity's problems lie in man's inability to sit in a room alone, right? You can't just, like, you can't be with yourself. You're always running away. You can't be with yourself. So when you deal with trauma or turmoil, you drink or you eat or you tune out, check out, turn on, instead of just learning to process, deal, and release.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired, and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
Then last, 7 to 9 hours of sleep. The average adult needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep. About 7.3 is now the latest science. 50 years of sleep science conclusively says the average adult needs 7 to 7.5 hours consistently for every major area of health. And you still have people who are so dumb who go, no, Brennan, I'm fine on 6 hours a night. When everything of all of the science and every person measured at that level has been found, no, you feel fine, but you are cognitively declined. 5 hours of sleep is the same as 3 beers. But listen, there are some people, but Brennan, you know, you don't understand. In the military, they train us for 4 or 5 hours of sleep. I go, yeah, but most military people don't sleep that much. They train you that so that when you're on mission, you can do that. Except what we'd miss is the military is the best training organization in the world. So you have pros training you versus you going, I only need 5 hours of sleep. Life is short. Why would you sleep it away? I don't know, because of productivity, because of happiness, because of your long-term health, because of your cancer rates, because of your body troubles. It's like sleep is so vital and we're still debating it. So if you're a stats monkey, go read like the Sleep Revolution. If you just want all the data of 50 years of research and be like, whoa, it is conclusive. No one in this room, given 4 years of preparation, can make an intelligent argument for less sleep for the human body than 7 hours a night. No one in this room. You could try to like fault the science. You could try to make another argument. But here's the other issue that you just don't understand. All we got to do is scan your brain, and it's conclusive. And all we got to do is give you 3 cognitive tests and 2 well-being tests. You can't argue your way out of a cognitive test. You can't argue your way out of a competency test. You can't argue your way out of a brain scan. There it is. You're less healthy, period. So I know no one needs to have this conversation, but oh my gosh, common sense is not always common. Be honest, how many of you suck at sleep? You're just not good at it. Yeah, listen, sleep, when I tell people, everyone goes, Brendan, I'm not, this is my favorite one, Brendan, I'm not a natural sleeper. I'm sorry, what? I'm not a natural sleeper. Well, tell me what that means. Oh, I've just never slept. My parents told me I didn't sleep. My girlfriends told me I didn't sleep. I say, oh, so one of the most important areas of life in your life, you've never done any study or training on. That's what we have. We have an epidemic of people who are challenged with things when there's so much research. All they can do is read. All they gotta do is try and train. Now, I know some people have real clinical issues with sleep, so make sure you see your doctor, make sure you follow the protocol, make sure you try and experiment and figure it out, but everybody in this room, you gotta figure it out. Like, the greatest happiness I could give you is months of great sleep. You get, like, it's sure, you might have one night here or their night here or this night, but listen, it's so easy. All the science says the same thing. It's so easy. You got to learn to power down in that last 2 hours. This is just really important. Like, you got to power down those last 2 hours. You got to change the temperature of the room. Drop it. Make it a little colder. For those who hate the cold, go ahead and put on another blanket. You'll be fine. I promise you'll survive. Right? You got to block out all that light in the room, including all those flashing things. You got to not look at your screens, not have your phone next to you. Bzz, 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 bzz. Like, smart people put their phone in the other room and go to bed. Right? Put your phone in the other room. Turn it off. You don't need those notifications. You don't need the Wi-Fi 2 inches from your brain either. Because that way, because when you get restless, you wake up. What most people do, they've never trained themselves to go back to sleep. What they don't realize is they are training themselves to consume. I don't know why I can't sleep. Ah, honey, I woke up. I couldn't get back to sleep. Oh, what'd you do, honey? Well, I just started scrolling. Because that makes sense. I can't sleep. So let me activate every part of my brain with novelty, dopamine, and vasopressin by scrolling things through. And then you leave the sound on and it starts bleeping. And you're like, ooh, I'm sorry, honey. And you're like, you don't think of going back to bed until literally your arms went to sleep. Oh. Well, my arm went to sleep. I guess I should. Like, what's happening? Don't let your device win your life. You're in control of the device, not the other way around. I know you know this. But what I'd love for you to do is leave here and say, okay, Brendan's silly, but I'm going to train myself to sleep. That's what I would love to give you the gift. Train yourself to sleep. You figure it out. Just like, listen, if it sounds like I'm being pushy here, please listen to exactly what I'm saying. I am not telling you your diet plan. I am not telling you your workout plan. I am not telling you how much to drink. I am not telling you how much to sleep. Well, I'm telling you how much sleep. I'm not telling you how. What I'm telling you is these are things that are unquestionable in the science, and you need to figure out what works for you. You got to figure out what works for you. But most of you are neglecting some of these areas. What I'd love you to do is give yourself a score, 1 to 10 in each of these areas, on how consistently you feel you've done it in the last 3 months. So when you look at it and you look at breaks per hour, do you take any breaks? 0 is no, I don't take any breaks. 10, yeah, I take my breaks. Meals, do you overeat? And by the way, I'm not looking about the numbers, I'm just saying the words. Focus on the words on the slide. Do you take breaks? Do you have good, healthy meals? Do you hydrate enough? Do you work out enough? Do you meditate enough? Do you sleep enough? And this is so basic, but you know how many celebrities I've worked with who literally paid me a ridiculous amount of money, and what I had to do with them in their high performance was like, help them start here? Because isn't it true Think about this. If your mind is stressed all the time, you don't eat right, you're not hydrated, you don't move, you're sedentary, you don't rest your mind with meditation, and you're not sleeping properly, imagine how now you deal with stress. Imagine how focused you stay on your goals. Imagine how you struggle to watch your competitors continually put more output than you do. Imagine how it feels when you want to write that book and you feel too crappy. So you feel crappy, and instead of doing something to feel good, you perpetuate the cycle of crappy by ordering that food you know you shouldn't eat. Thai food, extra chicken with the rolls. No one? Okay. But that's what you do. You just perpetuate the badness. So look at those scores, and you just got to be honest. Part of high performance is being honest and measuring yourself. And these areas, I don't want to preach to you. I want to beg you. Everyone follow? I don't want to preach. I'm begging you. Get these areas of your life right. Train yourself as if you were training for the greatest competition in your life. Because honestly, if those of you who really own your dream say, I own my dream. Is it true that dream will require a steeper mountain climb? Yes or no?
Yes.
Then train for that steep mountain climb. Do the basics, because when the foundation's in place, everything works well. Everything works well.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember, every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do, because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com.